Come as you are, come and drink from the living water. Flowed from his hands, flowed from his side.
The psalmist says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You've set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of infants and babies you've perfected praise because of your enemies, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. Hello, saints, this is Father David, and I'd like to welcome everyone to Daily Prayer at the Crossroads, a prayer ministry of Crossroads Anglican Mission in Brighton, Michigan, where we encourage the Church of Jesus Christ to greater faithfulness in the Christian disciplines of daily prayer, the study of God's Word, fellowship, and the outreach of charitable works. I'll be your prayer leader today as we take a trip back in time to the ancient monastic way of prayer called the Liturgy of the Hours, the spiritual discipline, also known as the Divine Office, where the Church seeks to sanctify the hours of each day with the scriptural goal of offering up prayers to God without ceasing. For centuries, the Church has gathered for prayer using this form of prayer to help Christians form the habit of regular, consistent times of seeking the Lord. It finds its way into the Anglican Communion through the ancient Celtic monasteries that used to dot the English landscape. But during the time of the Reformation, its rigor was reduced to morning, midday, evening prayer, and compline, so that everyone, not just the monks, could take part in this beautiful liturgy. The word liturgy is a Latin word that simply means the work of the people. Liturgical worship engages all of the participants, not just those who lead or can pray or speak extemporaneously, but everyone. It's also contemplative. It invites silence and reflection, and it's a wonderful way to listen for the voice of the Lord. So if you've ever struggled with forming the habit of daily prayer, or you just want to grow closer to God, join with me as we go up to the Abbey and call upon the Lord to hear our prayer. All you'll need to participate is to download the appropriate prayer bulletin below and follow along, reading the words for the people. Or if you're driving or otherwise engaged, you can just listen as the liturgy takes us back and forth in a beautiful song of worship between the leader and the people to our God, just like Jesus and his disciples would have prayed in their days. So, if you've downloaded your prayer bulletin, click on the audio bar below and join with me as we call upon the name of the Lord. To call on his name, so come.